This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If you've driven around the Pacific Northwest over the past month or so, you might think we're having the winter to end all winters, but it's actually what folks in the weather business call pretty normal. WSU meteorologist Nick Lloyd says it beats the heck out of the past couple of winters.
It's interesting, especially after, two winters ago, really, I'd say the mildest winter on record for Washington. We're talking about record low snowpack. And so, as you remember, the water supply, especially for the irrigated ag folks in central Washington, were really in poor shape that year. And then even last year, it ended up being a mild but wet winter. So we had just enough snowpack to get by, although it started to melt pretty quickly in the spring, given the mild temperatures.
Lloyd says this winter has given farmers around the Northwest far less to worry about.
Luckily, this winter's been a little different. We've actually had some snow and some cold weather. So far, we're in fairly good shape in terms of having had some snow and also the cold weather to sustain some of that snowpack. I mean, it's certainly not to say there couldn't be an early melt this year. I mean, obviously, it's too early to know, but at least so far, so good.
Lloyd says mountain snowpack accumulation is actually a little behind normal in some areas, but snow in the lowlands has given people a misperception of what might be piling up at elevation.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.